Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Fat Muscle Project podcast. This is our question of the week time. Lisa, go ahead and take it away.
Awesome. Last episode, we spoke about how to set up a ketogenic diet, or it was basically a guide to a complete guide to the ketogenic diet. Today, we're going to talk about how to transition out of the ketogenic diet the right way.
So it's interesting, right? If you guys haven't Guys and girls, if you haven't listened, go back, check out that last episode. It's a complete guide. We cover everything there. And one of the most common questions I get as a coach, Lisa, you get the same thing as well for any diet, is how do I transition off? And there's all these things that people worry about. With a ketogenic diet, they're afraid they're going to gain a lot of body fat after, right? Because they've restricted carbs. So there's always a process that I take my clients through, and I want to give that to our listeners today. So if they did decide after that last episode, hey, I want to try keto, here's the way that you transition off. Or if you've got clients, here's the way you can transition them off. So we'll just say that you've been on a ketogenic diet for, say, 6 to 8 weeks. Okay. You haven't been eating any carbs. It was a standard ketogenic diet. The first step that you want to do is you want to take yourself out of ketosis. And I like to just let my clients have some fun. And I like to have them go eat a cheat meal. I'm like, hey, go eat one meal, whatever you want. Go work out and eat one meal, whatever you want. But don't hold back. You know, if you want to eat a burger and fries and a nice dessert, go have that. And what's going to happen is those carbs are going to store in the liver. They're going to store in the muscle as glycogen. And it's going to kick your body out of a state of ketosis. That's the first step. Okay. What you don't want to do is just start trickling carbs in, because then you're going to be in that influx state to where your body's like, hey, am I burning carbs? And then you burn through them. And then it's like, hey, do I start making ketones? And then you'll feel that keto flu, right? The first thing is, let's just load up on some carbs. So even a couple meals is fine. Like, say Sunday, right? You go work out 2 or 3 o'clock. Maybe you go to IHOP and you have some waffles and all this other stuff. And then a little bit later on, you have a burger and fries. You're going to be so depleted that you're going to be able to store and soak those carbs right up. But now you're back to using carbs for fuel. So that's the first step. Get yourself out of ketosis. Now, warning, you are going to gain weight here. You're going to, in the last episode, Lisa did a very good job of pointing out, you're going to retain some water. Well, that water is going to retain right where you want it, inside the muscle cell. Because once you start eating carbs again, for every gram of carb, you take 2.7 grams of water, not to sound super nerdy, but about 3 grams of water per carb that you take in. So if you ate 300 carbs, you're going to be taking in three times that amount in water. So it causes a lot of weight to be gained. So you might gain 4 pounds, you know, if you're a guy, or if you're a female, you might gain 2 or 3 pounds. Don't let that worry you. That's part of using carbs again and storing and filling the muscles back out. And I just posted an interesting before and after, to where I ate about 400 carbs, and the next day I ate 300 carbs right after my last keto diet, and I gained 8 pounds. And I posted a before and after with me and my chest side by side, and it was a massive difference because all that water and glycogen filled the muscle back out. So you will gain some weight. Just know that's part of it. Don't let the scale dictate who you are. And that's the next thing, is now you need to start transitioning to, okay, so what do I do with my daily diet? So you've got a keto diet. Say maybe you're eating 5 meals a day, all protein and fats. What I like to do is take the carbs and put them around the workout. So instead of eating fats pre and post workout with your protein, now replace those with carbs. So a typical female example might be, you know, 25 protein, and they were eating, say, 20 fats. Now instead, you might be eating 25 protein, you might be eating 40 carbs, for example, and you're going to do that pre and post workout. That's enough to fuel your training. That's enough to fuel the recovery and get that kicked off. And it's not a ton yet, but it's enough to keep you out of a state of trying to go back and make ketones. So now you're on not a keto diet, you're on a low carb diet. And that's how you want to transition out. So I always start people that way. And then after, you know, a week or two of that, then I add carbs back into another meal. So a third meal is now protein and carbs, and I drop the fats down. So basically, essentially, you're just systematically replacing fats with some carbs until you get to that point where you feel comfortable. And there's an interesting phenomenon that happens once you're keto and you're fat adapted for quite a while, you know, after about 3 to 4 weeks, When you go to eat carbs, your body's not used to breaking them down because you're fat adapted, you're not carb adapted, and you get full really fast. So I know I can eat 300 grams of carbs and I'm like, oof, I am full because my body's not carb adapted yet. But then when someone's carb adapted, you can eat, I can eat 300 grams of carbs a day like it's nothing. So it's really interesting. You will be full. So that's why I like to take people and slowly kind of throw those back in. And you don't seem to gain weight as fast because a lot of people, they will freak out if they see the scale going up. So I like to systematically add it back in that way.
Awesome. I think that's a really good approach. And I do think that the people that gain body fat back, not just weight, but body fat, those are people that don't track their calories. I mean, there would be no physiological reason if you maintain the same calories, or even reduce them and simply bring carbs back in for you to be gaining any weight. I do have one question because we were talking about the ketogenic diet being one of the best ways or a great way to reset your insulin sensitivity. In the sense you touched on being fat adapted versus carb adapted, that obviously, from my understanding, means that if you were to monitor your blood glucose responses, perhaps you have a CGM or whatever, and you're reintroducing carbs, from my understanding, as you're not as used to processing those carbs, you would get a little bit more of a spike. Is that correct initially before you? Until you are adapted again.
Well, actually, blood sugar seems to go down into that normal range much, much more quickly, and it doesn't seem to elevate as high because the insulin receptors are so fresh, it doesn't stay elevated. So, like when someone has insulin sensitivity issues from eating a lot of carbs over and over time, blood sugar stays elevated and insulin stays elevated to try and drop it down. So, after a keto diet, when you go back into having carbs pre and post workout, I typically almost always see when I measure, have someone measure their blood glucose 3 to 4 hours after a carb meal, it's easily back down into the 80s, which is where we want. So it's because less insulin's being needed to be used, and the blood sugar is just more efficient, like the storage of it's more efficient. There is another thing too. I like to recommend that people do use a glucose disposal agent year round. I'm really big on this, just so your body has to use. It doesn't need to use as much insulin. It helps insulin do its job. But definitely, I'm seeing more of a better overall blood glucose reading and quicker. They get back into the 80 ranges much quicker after a ketogenic diet. But you don't feel that way internally. You feel full when you're eating
Right.
quite a few carbs, right? But it doesn't translate to the blood sugar side from what I've seen.
Awesome. Okay, cool. Thank you.
I'm trying to think if there's anything else here as far as transitioning out. It's just one of those things you have to remember. It's tough after any diet. Most people gain unwanted body fat because they go off the plan at your total overall calories. If you stay strict with this, you're not going to gain any body fat. And actually, most people look better because you keep your body fat where it's at. And a couple cool things happen hormonally, and we'll use this to wrap it up. After a ketogenic diet, by the way, you can raise your protein back up. So raise your protein back up. I'm glad I just thought about that. You don't need to keep it down at 1 gram per pound of lean mass. Raise your protein back up. It's not going to, you literally won't ever store protein as fat. Raise that back up. Carbs are going to start to fill your muscle back out. Your body fat's going to stay the same. You're just going to look like a more muscular version of what you just were on keto. And that's why I talked about that before and after of me. It's literally 5 days apart, 6 days apart. I gained 8 pounds. It's crazy looking, right? It's just my body fat stayed and I filled back out with glycogen. But here's the other thing that happens. As you eat carbohydrates, they also knock cortisol down. And on a ketogenic diet, cortisol can stay a little bit higher because you're not taking in carbs to knock that down. And when you do eat more carbs, you'll notice your hunger goes up. Your thyroid hormone can speed up because you can make more thyroid hormone when cortisol is lower, and carbs boost leptin. Fats don't do anything to boost leptin, right? Like there's, and as far as the thermic effect of something like fats versus carbs, there's no comparison, right? So you will be a little bit more hungry. Your metabolism will speed up some for most people, and cortisol will drop. And just hormonally speaking, you can see some improvements there. I wish we would have talked about that on the last episode, the downside to keto as far as some hormonal adaptations, but it's not at scale. But definitely you'll
From
see some
what I see,
improvements.
it would be mostly with females as well, not as much with men, perhaps, but more with females. Or if you're someone who's generally like has a very high stress life and is affected by that a lot more as well.
I think a lower carb diet's probably better. That way you can keep your protein up. You do have some carbs to knock cortisol down. I think a lower carb approach for high stress people is probably better than keto. But yeah, I think that's the easiest way to transition, things out. A lot of people ask other questions that aren't really related to keto, but it's just more about how to transition off a diet. Well, should I leave my cardio in? And don't leave things in because you're worried about getting fat. Gaining fat's always going to come down to the diet and if you're falling off the diet or not, right? So if you do keto and you do find yourself really falling off the diet hardcore, listen, it's all a tool that we learn from, right? It may not be the best approach for you. Don't feel like a failure. I've dieted so many different ways and lost my shit after I was done mentally. To now I know it's like, hey, like I can only diet for short amounts of time. It's always something that we can learn from.
Love
Yeah.
that.
Can you think of any other questions before we wrap this up?
No, I think this was a good, very concise way of addressing this question.
Yeah, if you all are listening on YouTube, just drop some comments in the questions below. We gladly answer any of those. It's nice too because people that are viewing it, they can learn from this, or it may spur them to ask a question. If you're following along on your phone, you've got our contact information in the show notes. You're always welcome to send us any questions or anything that you have, even topic ideas or anything like that. So we sure appreciate y'all. Hope you have a great day. For myself and Lisa, we're out of here. See you guys.